Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Well, in a short time, you're going to be able to watch on some of the networks, not all of them, the January 6th hearings, the show trial on the alleged, what they're calling an insurrection, right? Of course, today. And they need that. They need that media push, the facilitators and the media, of course, to convince you, the American public, that, oh, the patriotism and patriots are responsible for the ills of the country, when in fact it's just the opposite. Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, June 9th, 2022. And if it's Thursday, then you know, and this is the day I know y'all been waiting for this day all week. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is on with me right now. Gen6.com, links in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. They're there. Hey, if you haven't done so already, Mega Drought, you got to just get Mega Drought, because everything in that DVD, that well-made DVD, is coming to pass and has come to pass. But even more, because I watched it again, and even more is what is yet to come. So make sure you have a copy of that Mega Drought as well. And by the way, I'm just going to announce something right now, just a teaser. Steve has been very kind in his expeditions. I'm not going to give too much out here, but some of the findings that he has made that are so relevant to today, we're going to be doing something together here in the very near future, kind of like a... Well, I'm going to say a fundraiser, but it's a way to underwrite the expeditions and cover our expenses. But there's things that are coming. There's things that you'll see in this next. Again, I'll use the word money bomb or fundraiser, whatever, that you'll get that will blow your socks off. If you thought the last one was something, this next one is twice as much, twice as important, and twice the impact. So stand by for that. But in the meantime, I don't know about you folks, but in addition to what I just mentioned about the show trials, don't forget we have patriots who are rotting away in prison right now, in almost in a literal sense in Washington, D.C. What are we doing about that? And that is a question that everyone, that should be on everyone's heart. These people have gone in, went to Washington, D.C. Some didn't even, some were at the periphery of the events, and they're in jail right now. They're political prisoners right here in America. And you thought this couldn't happen in America. It's happening today. What else is happening in America? You know, when Steve Quayle had said a couple of years ago, the word normal will never be used again, at least not in the sense that we felt it would be. Guess what? That's exactly what we're seeing. And he also talked about selection, too. The product availability, selection, there would be none. And what are we seeing right now in the grocery stores? What are we seeing with the food distribution hubs catching fire, planes crashing into all kinds of things, right? And people will say, well, there's always been fires. There's always been yes, except not at the rate and not at the choke points, these important distribution centers, in this fashion. So you can explain away, if you want to, you can explain away whatever you want, because I'm going to tell you, here's the bottom line. And Steve and I were talking about this before the show. We are out of time and out of options. And it's amazing to me to see people get angry, especially when you talk with neighbors and friends, family members, when you attempt to educate them or at least inform them on things that are taking place today, and they get upset with you. Why? Because they didn't listen. And how long do people have to dismiss the warnings that they've been provided by people like Steve, in this platform and others before they take heed. How long until they meet their demise because they didn't listen? Reminds me of Noah, of course, you know, and you know, people laughed and mocked and ridiculed Noah for a long time because they lived, you know, Noah lived a long time. So in looking at the headlines, again, you've got this well-orchestrated, highly produced lie about January 6th based on the theft of the election on November 3rd. Yes, there was election theft, but just try to post that on social media. You'll immediately get poo-pooed about that because it didn't happen, right? It didn't happen. And they will convince you, when I say they, I'm talking about the enemy, will convince you that, of course, it did happen. Or, of course, the elections were the most secure in the nation's history. After all, 51 members of the intelligence community said so, said as much. And, you know, of course, what happened at the Capitol, President Trump, back when he was president, and I don't agree with everything he's done, but you've got to give the man credit where credit is due. He offered National Guard 4 days before January 6th to keep order, but Pelosi denied that. Oh, and speaking of Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, her husband, not that this really matters in the big scheme of things, but it shows you what kind of justice system we have. Paul Pelosi, he got... He did some imbibing, apparently, maybe with Nancy. I don't know. Maybe they drink the same kind of vodka. I don't know. But, you know, he got in a car wreck. And wouldn't you know it? Because I'm sure this would happen to you guys, right? If you had a couple of drinks and then got in a car wreck. All the evidence gone. Body cam footage gone. Charges gone. Yep, it's done. You know, it's not lost on me that some 2,300 children were killed by drunk driving accidents in a 10-year period from 01 to 2010. It's not lost on me. That's 2,300 kids, yet 173 children and adults. Now, look, it's horrible, okay, were killed by AR-15s during that same period. So compare the two. But again, different justice system. And of course, we have people who are focused on assassinating conservative Supreme Court justices. And here's the kicker, okay? You had 26-year-old Nicholas John Roski outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house, which, by the way, the communist left, the satanic communist left, had posted the addresses. The home addresses of our SCOTUS, of the people. Look, I don't care if it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, okay? Deceased, obviously. But I don't care who it is. That's not cool. It's not cool to do. Yet they post it, you know, and of course, deny any kind of responsibility. But, you know, so Nicholas John Roski goes out. He's got a knife and a gun and some burglary tools and stuff. And he's set on, and a hit list, too. And he's set on killing a conservative Supreme Court justice. Again, not cool. So this is what we're looking at right now. And I should point this out lastly. What is behind all of this? You had the, and with this guy anyway, you had the release of what? The draft decision, not even the final decision, but the draft decision of the SCOTUS ruling about Roe v. Wade, which Roe v. Wade was an abortion by itself, but I'm going to leave that there. And of course, that draft leak, remind me again who was arrested or investigated and who was arrested for that, charged for leaking that. Oh, that's right. Nobody. Okay. And the radicalization of this Roski character and more behind him by the media. So again, food distribution hubs burning. You've got the war looming from without. You've got, as I mentioned all week and yesterday in particular, you've got this intensity of this divide within the country of our countrymen. You've got no possibility, really, no possibility of any dialogue between the two camps. And now, of course, here we are, and we are out of time and out of options. With that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks for joining me, and thank you so much for your gracious gift of time for this platform. I love it when you're on, and so does our audience.
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you all, Hagman family of listeners, and those of you who have been foundationally responsible for allowing us to have this platform that reaches people all over the world with the T word. The most rare word, the most rare concept now in the world is truth. And Doug, you know, I remember 20 years ago saying, you'll see the time in America when one man will swear something's true, his friends or his colleagues will say it's true, and then everybody will say, well, it must be true, even though it's the biggest lie that's ever been perpetrated. I want everyone to consider that the narratives you are seeing have no relationship to the truth, objective truth. For instance, obviously, if you jump off a balcony from a 10-story high building and you hit the ground, most likely you're going to die. But people say, well, I don't believe in gravity. Well, that's about how blind we are. And I believe we're deaf, dumb, and defiled unto destruction. You know, one of the things that's really critical at this point in time is, what more do the average Americans have to see? Let's take, for instance, the, and I'm going to say this, the foolish Ukraine war, but I want to call it Fukraine. But I want you to know what the F stands for, just so people say, oh, yeah, yeah. No, foolish Ukraine war. Having been, I should say, taught, educated by people who over the years, you know, would get a hold of me because their consciences are bad. I want to make it clear. I'm not a confessor. You don't confess your sins to me. You confess your sins to Jesus Christ. But they wanted to clear their conscience before they died for the people of America to know the truth. And my answer to most of those guys was, I wish you would have said this earlier. We could have saved more lives. But to control the narrative is to control the outcome. The whole Ukraine, foolish Ukraine war, is nothing more, ladies and gentlemen, than the final act of the rape, pillaging, and plundering of the United States. Doug, you know, again, the people that I hired, former, and this has been 30 years ago, former NSA guys, former, you know, World War II spies. I mean, I only hired, at one point in my life, I only hired anybody over 70 because I figured those are the people that God had given wisdom to, and if they were living at 70 in the world they came out from, they did something right. It was one of the most marvelous things. I even wanted and failed to put together an employment agency for that type of individual that could really help the younger people to do it. Obviously, you know, it took a lot of money. I couldn't afford to do it then. It would be vast. But anyway, that was the plan. So that's just a little important piece of the knowledge to know this, that everything you read in the mainstream, everything you read on the internet, everything you see outside of alternative networks and news or platforms like the Hagman Report is all massaged, managed, scripted, and it's being carried out to the T. But the Ukraine war, you're talking about $100 billion, just about equal, by the way, to the amount of U.S. military assets left in Afghanistan. And Doug, not a whimper, not a cry, not hardly a mention, not a whimper, not a cry, as everyone sat back and didn't understand what that symbolized. That symbolized, ladies and gentlemen, not only the selling out of our country, not only the pillaging of our country, but the abandonment of the American people there. And I'm talking American citizens, 9,000, all the other numbers are lies. And then the, let's just say this, the possessed entity that made the statement, blame it on Trump. You know, look, Trump, whatever Trump did, he owns. Whatever I say, I own. Whatever Doug says, he owns. We own it. But what I'm telling you is you've got to understand, even today the story broke, Doug, that some of the inner circle of Zelensky is absolutely making huge money. Huge money is if you can buy a $10 million chateau in Switzerland, and you can, you know, basically live in large, and you're not happy with $100 million, you got to have $1 billion. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the greatest confiscation a private property for the goodness of the state. To quote, you know, Darth Vader Jr., Klaus Schwab, you know, we have infiltrated everything. The infiltration process. But let me take it one step further. Most Americans don't care. They just assume. Most Americans won't think, though they just presume. 51,000 Javelin manpad rockets, anti-tank weapons, were sent to the Ukraine. Doug, I think it was on your show, or I think we were talking about it. I know I talked about it on my show. I said, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you where all that stuff's going to end up. It's going to end up on the black market. And that's exactly what's happening. You don't need 51,000 manpads or anti-tank weapons like the Javelin. The bottom line is you just don't need them to take on 2,000 tanks unless you're, you know, so high on cocaine. By the way, Zelensky, the leader of, you know, whatever I call the Ukrainian mess, is on cocaine. He freely admits it. That's why Medvedev made the statement, if you get off your cocaine, listen to this, maybe we could negotiate in good faith. Ladies and gentlemen, if I told you how much cocaine, and this is told to me, cocaine flows in the streets of Washington, you'd say it's a blizzard in the winter every day. That's how much coke is there. If you understand magic ice cream, only very few will get this, lacing certain brands or flavors of ice cream with cocaine, gee, it makes pretty much a smile on your face until you get the brain freeze. It's no brain freeze at all. It's called basically drug addiction. But let's get back to the Ukraine, okay? The foolish Ukraine war. Doug, people don't have any more money to be taxed. And so when Klaus Schwab, the Schwab, and by the way, if that guy didn't crawl out of a genetic manipulation laboratory, I don't know who did, in my opinion. He and the president of Pfizer get together and they have a bitch fest, okay? And that may be offensive to some people. People better figure this out. You better quit being worried about certain words and be worried about your life. And they're saying, it's all those alternative news people that are making it rough on us. What did we do? Well, that's where my tongue needs to be tied, because you are watching them integrate, implement, accelerate their plan for global population annihilation and decimation. The entire, if you will, you'll own nothing and you know, you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, they'll be happier because they'll own everything. I mean, I was told of studies that were being done by the Luciferians almost 25 years ago when I started on talk radio on my own show. And what people told me in that world said, Steve, they know everybody who's a conservative, a Christian, they know every bank account, and they're just sitting behind the scenes waiting until they divide it up. Brothers and sisters, those of you who know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, those of you who are walking, looking unto God, there's nobody that can get us out of this mess, but there is one who can take us through this mess, and that's Jesus. And so, again, Doug, the thing I'm pondering right now is what next has to happen for people to figure out, gee, we lost our country. And that's the point, you know? When you're out of time, you're out of time. And I guess, Doug, today you could, and I could call this show of yours together, we could call it Can You Hear Us Now? That was one of the most repetitive commercial statements over cell phone hell. Remember that? Guy walking around, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Well, now they better, and I'll give it right back to you, they better, everybody better listen to this. Listen to this with the obvious. Listen to this with the history of what you spent 1 year ago for gas or hamburger, or what you're hearing from the truckers, or what you're hearing from the strikes that are being proposed. None of this is happening by happenstance or circumstance, but we are experiencing literally, and we'll get to that later, the days of Noah, which Jesus said would be those days right up until his second coming, but we're going to go through 42 months of hell, and we'll talk about that too. The reality of what is evidently, Doug, and this is where, I want your input. The reality of what's already happening doesn't seem to make a dent because people are still looking for a political savior, sort of Jesus. I'm talking Christians. Look, all I can say is everyone, you better understand that the people that promise you everything and deny you all, that's how they live, both large and small. And I'm talking, it doesn't matter if it's the most powerful politician, there is no orchestrated, let's just say this, in the Republican Party, there's no orchestrated fury at releasing all our fellow Americans that have been unjustly jailed over the January 6th issue, which was an entire setup, 80 people that have, you know, federal credentials. By the way, Gina Haspel was there in the Trump rally. She, in case people don't know, she was a director of the CIA with a MAGA hat and a little flag. I don't know, Doug, if you saw that picture. It's a real picture.
You know, I didn't see that. I heard about that. And you know, obviously with all the digital manipulation that takes place, you have to question. But I don't question that. I take that as likely to be true because we have seen, by their own admission, Ray Epps, for example, that being Exhibit A, perhaps, being part of this honeypot in that was January 6th. But even without, I mean, how many people died in that insurrection? It was Ashley Babbitt that was murdered by a Capitol Police officer. It was Ray Epps who was directing and acting as an operational asset. And I know how that works. I did it back in the 90s for the feds. Directing people into the Capitol. The police were opening the barricades. Look, this was all a big setup. And you know, so you're 100% accurate. And right now, I think we are at the point where, and Steve, I'm going to ask you this because I am questioning myself at this point and asking the larger question. Given the state of, given the mindset of half of the American people, or maybe less than half, where they are so dogmatically brainwashed. I mean, dogmatically set on, oh my gosh, January 6th, it was horrible. It was an insurrection. The shot, the injected side is good. Listen to, you know, follow the science. All of the talking points by the mainstream media, they're so dug in. Where the other side, you know, we want to go to the table and have a discussion. There's no one. I mean, you can't have a discussion with these people, and it's over. Like you said, we're out of time. We're out of options. What do you do when two opposing parties can't sit down at the table and work something out, work some sort of solution out? What are we left with? What kind of options do we have?
There are no options, Doug. There are no options.
Okay.
And listen, you call me fatalistic. I call myself realistic. You know, the communist overthrow that has already taken place. And, you know, it's interesting because people can, let's just say this, they can drink poison on Monday and it's got a 40-day, a death like an automatic timing death. I'm looking for a timed point where they die. They can live high on the hog for 39 days and say, well, that guy that said I was going to die in 40 days until that's the last thing he says. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, they have told us what they're going to do. They, the globalists, they, the Luciferians. And Doug, nobody, I would say this, 90% of your listening audience, my listening audience, our listening audience, and I would say probably all news services would even begin to fathom the reality of human sacrifice amongst the Luciferian elite of the innocent, where a million kids disappear a year. One of the things that the Glyph Project, and we're not going to talk about that, but one of the things that's interesting is that whenever something major is going to happen, the blood of the innocents must be sacrificed. And what's important, ladies and gentlemen, the human beings that we sit watching rotting in that freaking Washington, D.C. jail or wherever they've been moved to, and yet rapists, killers, murderers, Everybody's being turned loose on the streets. Anybody that was absolutely guilty of a felony was released. Yet these people who are innocent, and let me say this. I hate to say this, but if you can't see that those individuals are fellow Americans who are in that jail, prison, XL, rotting is a sacrifice. It's a mockery. Your freedom is dead. Because if we had any balls and we had any real senators or congressmen, we would be saying, congresswomen, men, whatever, they would be raising a stink. But you know what, Doug? This infuriates me that people don't understand. They're doing it to them. You don't even begin to embrace, unless you understand what's going on, what they're going to do to us. The S of the 125 million. Oh, by the way, and I think I can speak with some authority on this. When the Deagle Report, which was basically a think tank that John Deagle, a Rockefeller, higher up, put out the Deagle Report on the different trends that would be affecting the population densities of specific countries in going into the year 2025, the lack of response, Doug, to a report by the controllers, by the wealthiest, if you will, Luciferian elite, saying they're going to take the American population down to 100 million, okay? That number stood for 3 years. I talked about it. Other people wrote about it. Alex Jones mentioned it. But you know what, Doug? It didn't make a difference at all. Just in the last 2 weeks, I believe it was, the Deagle Report now has taken the existing population to 2025 down to 69 million people. Now, Doug, 69, the inversion of 69, obviously you get the double sixes. But what I think is missing in most people's, mental treasure chest, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt there, but is the fact that what just changed that made them even lower it by another 31 million? Did you see that newest number, Doug, on 69 million?
No, and thank you for bringing that up because I received some emails about that. But you know, all of this to me, just briefly, everything that we're seeing with respect to the upcoming famine, I believe we're going to have a famine. I believe we're going to have a war. I believe that there's going to be internal strife. So that 69 million might even be a charitable or a generous number given where we're headed, I think. So go ahead.
I'm on record as saying that the puke pits, the American church, and it's not just an American church, is that had abandoned their first love, Jesus Christ, that the word Ichabod has been written over the door, which means the glory of the Lord has departed. The pulpits have been infiltrated by the finest orators that hell can produce. I want people to think about that. Because Bible prophecy, when the word of God became so, how should I say this, marginalized, where the stupidest statements I've ever heard, well, my church, we don't talk about prophecy. It's so divisive. And I said, well, then you don't know what Hebrews 4:12 says, that the word of God, don't cut yourself, I did this on my program, this is a Roman gladius. It's got two incredibly sharp blades. You know, it's a two-bladed gladius. By the way, Doug, that's really a short distance to fight. But the Bible says that this is sharper than a two-edged sword. And see, people absolutely don't understand that you're fighting the good fight of faith, but you've also got to recognize that the devil knows the passivity, the lack of, determination, the effectiveness of him having numbed and dumbed people down through all the means. And I want to share something. The prophecy was the thing, that the prophetic word of God is imperative, important. But I also want to say this, just as the Pharisees and the Sadducees of the religious world of Jesus' time, we knew the prophecies, were expecting the Messiah, but they were expecting the Messiah on their terms and in their time frame. They could quote Isaiah, they could quote Ezekiel, they could quote everybody, Amos, Obadiah, Nahum, you name it. But they never even believed it until it showed up. That is the American church. That is the American church. There's nothing new under the sun. That which has been is now being played out before our eyes. The greatest tragedy, the greatest travesty, the greatest betrayal of the faith is when God's people abandoned the fountains of living water, this is a scripture, and they built themselves basically cisterns, in other words, a pot with hole in it, and you can pour all the water in, but if you got holes in the bottom of your pot, there's nothing that you're going to contain, maybe a couple drops. And Eric, would you put up Amos 4, 6 through 11 now? This is really an important scripture, ladies and gentlemen, because we're being told there's no wheat. There's a 10-week, oh, by the way, now that's an 8-week amount, a surplus of wheat, not even surplus. That's all the wheat there is. We're being told that water is disappearing at an unparalleled rate. We're watching geoengineering and chemtrails and weather wars taking out some of the most productive areas in the world. We're seeing the jet stream. We're seeing the earth streams of water that are in the upper atmosphere. Everything's manipulating everything. And now you're getting some of the most out of season, non-seasonal expression of weather that is out there, Doug. And people are going like this. I just don't know what's happening. Well, sit down and I will tell you. And this is why we're trying to help the Hagman listeners. Now, look, some people just listen to us. I heard, well, you guys are cheap entertainment. Well, remember that when your power goes out and your TV doesn't go out. No, by the way, if you decide that when everything turns to total civil war, I'd recommend you look for other things like fresh water than the newest 70-inch HD Aqua whatever TV that's out there. So, Eric, can we put the scripture up on the screen? Thank you. And this is from Amos 4, 6 through 11. And I'll read it. And I know the people can hear, but a comment if it needs it. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities. That means there's no food. And want of bread in all your places. How about baby formula too? I know God's not talking about that, but just look at this. Like, yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you. And when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, I caused it to rain upon one city and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered into one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet had they not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Doug, we're seeing the water wars fighting right now between states over the Colorado River. You know, and this is what God's saying. Look. Your nation's under judgment. Well, I don't believe in him. You know, the problem is God's people don't believe in him, those who claim to be his people. Yet the devil's people and the Luciferian elite, they worship Lucifer for the illusion of temporary blessings. Now, I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them, yet ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. In essence, we're working to throw money into a bag that has holes in it. That's inflation. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being financially raped. You're being pillaged. You're being plundered. The life, liberty, pursuit of happiness is going under because we've rejected the living God. And I don't care. I don't want to hear that Jesus stuff. It's the truth of the Word of God that stands to confront the lies of the enemy, their false narrative. They're telling you, you Christians, I've heard this, are so stupid. We're just going to kill you. We're going to do this, this, and this. I won't say what I've heard them say. And you don't even get it. And all I can say is the Bible actually says, agree with your adversary. If he's telling you the truth, that doesn't mean you go along with it, but you acknowledge it's the truth. Now, look at this. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt, verse 10. Your young men have I slain with a sword and have taken away your horses. And I have made the stink of your camps to come up under your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, and this is interesting, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were as firebrands plucked out of the burning, yet ye have not returned unto me. The central theme of this is obvious. God's people were too busy to see what was going on. It's the same thing. But the devil made sure that the prophetic word of God, Matthew 24, Luke 21, all of the Old Testament prophets. But the most important thing is the book of Revelation. Well, my and by the way, I want to make it clear. I haven't watched the Ancient Aliens and all the other stuff that, you know, are claiming the alien gods created us. They always use the book of Revelation, but I bet most people don't know this. Maybe they do that have listened to us long enough. The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to his servant John the Apostle on the island of Patmos while he was in exile. And by the way, the reason tradition says he was in exile is they tried to boil him to death and it didn't work in the oil. But the revelation of Jesus is what is the most lacking. How do I say this? The most lacking foundational principle of Christendom. And now we're watching that the persecution against Christians is coming. And I said it years ago. I remember one of the statements I said, when we allow the slaughter of the unborn, as we get older, there'll be no one to fight our battles. The greatest minds that God created and children, we allow the sacrifice of abortion to take hold. We're Molochians, okay? Moloch. We burn our children in the arms of Moloch. We don't do that. But, of course, the Bilderbergers and, others, they have the owls of all their secret meetings, their secret. Isn't it interesting, Doug, that they all want to keep it secret? Yet we as God's people are supposed to tell people there is a hope. There is an answer. His name is Jesus. There are miracles, but guess what? Well, when I'm living large, I guess that's what they call it, I don't need miracles. We're in a time period now, Doug, where everything that has been supportive of our ability to be blessed is being taken away. Everything I just read to you in Nahum is in play. And it's, I'm sorry, Amos. I was going to go to Nahum first. What else can we say? Then jump to the book of Revelation. And people, I see Christians fighting over, are the seals opening? I hear proud and arrogant ministers. We're not in the tribulation. The church hasn't been raptured yet. You guys, what happens if Satan, who knows Scripture better than any human being, who is in the presence of Almighty God, leading his worship, knowing that God will judge evil and sin, and so the devil goes, I'm going to make sure there's enough evil and sin for God to judge. And then I'm going to come on as the fallen angel in shining armor. But, oh, by the way, I can only come on the scene if what I call stupid humans surrender to me and surrender their authority that they don't even realize they have to resist me. Book of James says, resist the devil. It is a spiritual conflict, Doug. Sure, I can talk, and we'll go to it. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to watch now. Now we're seeing another word I think that's coming to pass, accelerating, is that we must recognize that the whole showcase hearings that the Congress held on unidentified aerial phenomenon, UAP, and, I have another acronym, how can we get stupid people to believe just the superficial stuff? What Doug was alluding to, in probably 7 to 10 days, we'll be opening up the registration for our fundraiser. And you'll be blown away. You'll be blown away because you'll see things that you just never knew existed. You'll see things of the Egyptian presence in the United States, in the Americas, in the desert Southwest, in Latin America, South America. You'll see why the Smithsonian has five layers of some of the most sophisticated software that they guard this stuff with their most sophisticated ability to guard stuff, encryption, etc. Because all of the truth of ancient history is kept from the people of God. It's just like this, Doug. Most people throw a fit when they don't believe that there was a world prior to the creation of Adam and Eve, which was called pre-Adamic. Yet they can't fit the timeline of the fallen angels, big guys with wings, giants, normal-sized creatures. People have got to understand that there's two time periods being spoken of, but I can't go into that. But the next fundraiser is a mind blower. We got response, ladies and gentlemen, that people were blown away. The next one is, you know, and then it will be the last one, because you're going to get the composite findings. And nobody else in the world has, Doug, what the Hagman listeners are going to get. That's not boasting of pride. That's boasting of, look, the Lord is wanting to show his people. And the interesting thing is that the seed that falls, if I can't document what I'm saying, now I understand I've got jealous haters. I've got people that you know, are supposedly in the same field I am. And, you know, I know what they say, and I know what they say behind my back. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, you can't argue with the empirical evidence. You can't argue with the provenance. You can't see with your own eyes. In the next episode, you know, and actually I should say the expedition continues, you'll see ground-penetrating radar that's able to even tell if there was any soil disturbed before we're digging up, and we are digging up, the ancient Egyptian presence in the Americas 4,000 years before the Aztec Empire even came into existence. Well, how can they have pyramids? Well, the Aztecs didn't build the pyramids. Doug, some of the most mind-blowing stuff is astonishing. We found, now here's something that showed and really caused people to be interesting. Everybody's probably heard of David Icke and the reptilians and all the different people that are shapeshifters. And by the way, that stuff, I won't say all of it's real, but I say a lot of it's real. We found artifacts. And when I say we, my expedition team, led by Jesse J., actually found artifacts that glow in the dark when they're hit with the UV light. Now, someone said, why don't they just emanate without the UV light? Because reptiles can see in the ultraviolet spectrum. Well, wasn't a bipedal serpent in the Garden of Eden? Actually, it was a talking snake. And ever since the talking snake deceived Eve, politicians have existed on the earth. My attempt at your So what we found, ladies and gentlemen, this actually blew my mind. And it's why is all this critical? Because the same deceptive snake who absolutely was responsible for challenging God's word through God's human creation, I'm talking Adam and Eve, they're showing up again, ladies and gentlemen. What these artifacts that glow in the dark prove is that, only something with ultraviolet receptors in their eyes could even see this stuff. It's astonishing. And the power that emanates from it. One of the things, Doug, the people will see this, and there will be a sign-up situation on the HagmanReport.com probably next week. We're opening it up. But what was interesting is the staff, you're going to love this, 4,000 years old with a DNA double helix. The double helix, ladies and gentlemen, is a DNA strand. The double helix is what, became a term when the two guys that first described DNA, got the Nobel Prize. But the bottom line is that how come I got a crew digging 8-foot depth deep holes, hand digging it with geo radar and also GPR. We had to bring in one of the world specialists just to prove that these weren't pre-positioned, as one of my critics said. Doug, I'm telling you, it's mind-boggling, because isn't it interesting? Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah. We know the story of Moses' staff. We know the story of the Egyptian magician's staff. When you see the Eye of Ra, the all-seeing eye, when you see obelisks, but one of the most, and this caused me to go, whoa! If it blows my mind, and I get to see a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't, it's not bragging, it's just because I see all of the film coming in and stuff. My cameraman, who has been on three different Gen 6 production DVDs. He said, Steve, I didn't believe it. He said, I'm down an 8-foot hole. I'm watching the digging. I'm seeing guys going in teams. Doug, it was all dug by hand, okay? Not an excavator. And he said, I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away.
Yes, I saw some of the, by the way, I did see some of the footage of that. And to me, from an investigative viewpoint, there's no way you could at all fake that or pre-position anything, especially if you look very closely. And folks, you're going to be able to see this. I'm not going to get into it, but trust me.
The evidence, what you're trying to say, the evidence is unimpeachable.
Yes.
And I can tell you this. This is a funny – well, no, I'll save that. We'll do that at a later time. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, all of this stuff from Genesis 6, it was Jesus, those of us who acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as God's Son, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, all hail the power of Jesus' name. But Jesus told us that it was going to be just as in the days of Noah. People think the days of Noah was basically a perpetual, let's say, vacation on the sun coast of the Carolinas or Florida or whatever. They don't understand ancient history. So by the devil's sheer control of true history, Doug, he's writing the narrative of future history. And this is why the alien theme is so important. Where you're going to see an alien god come with all of this lying signs and wonders. And that's why the people are seeing more stuff. And the portals are opening. The stargates are opening. And my mouth did drop and doesn't drop often. But when Roger Stone said, by the way, don't dismiss what he said. There's a stargate over the White House.
Exactly.
That couldn't be more true, you guys.
Yep.
And if I told, Doug, if I told people what I've been told by four-star generals, this was 15 years ago, about the horrors that take place, H-O-R-R-O-R-S, not the W-H-O-R-E-S. That's another story.
Although both are applicable in this case, but go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, and the deal is that, again, this wasn't an internet posting. This wasn't a hypothetical what if. When I heard Roger Stone do, and listen, I don't know Roger. I'm not commenting, but I'll tell you what. He spoke the truth. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, it was the demon rats and the Republican traitors that went along with the Democrats that God has no place on this platform.
If I can add something here.
Yes, please.
What you mentioned about Roger Stone, okay? I've had some dialogue with Roger Stone and off air, obviously. And I can tell you this. He was a long time going to that, hey, there's a portal over the White House. It wasn't a spontaneous utterance. He arrived at that conclusion based on a lot of research, okay, and a lot of talking with different people. And I'm not going to name drop, but I'll just say this. He understands now the importance, I believe, the importance of what you're talking about. And if I can just say one more thing about this project, and people might say, well, why do I need to know about all of these findings and stuff like that? Very quickly, this is the way I look at it. Back in the 90s, Everyone Loves Raymond was a sitcom, and there was an episode where a young child asked the mother and the grandparents, you know, why are we here? What's our purpose in life? And the grandmother, Marie, of course, you might remember this, went and got the Bible and says, it's got to be in here somewhere. And she starts going in Genesis and such. And it was supposed to be a humorous scene. But to me, after what I saw, this latest iteration of your exploration and your comments just now, this answers the question, number one, why we're here, the spiritual battles that we fight. This all kind of fits together. The things that we're seeing, from the famine to the inflation, although that's, you know, but the current living conditions, the portal over the White House, yes, that's a real thing. But it answers, this answers why we're here, the fact that there's a spiritual war going on, We are part of the Bible. I mean, we're living out biblical times. And yes, the pre-Adamic civilization and every find that you made has an implication for current events and future events. I don't know if that made sense, but it's really that simple.
It is that simple. Doug, here is what is critical for everyone. The battle between good and evil existed even before God created Adam and Eve. I believe in the literal creation of Adam and Eve, 6,000, maybe give a 100 years, 7,000 years, 7,000 years ago. But prior to that, there was an angelic civilization on the earth. And this is what all the ancient historians refer to as a golden age, when the gods walked amongst the cities. By the way, Jeremiah chapter 4 talks about a flood before there was any man, any Adam. Well, how do you destroy cities if it was humans that built cities? I've spent my life writing and just contemporary when I got back into the film business, documenting all this stuff. You don't build the greatest structures in the world aligned up with star systems that are, you can tell by their orientation, they're archaeoastronomic, that just means lining up with specific stars. You don't build that stuff with such absolute perfection on the energy grid that's across the whole planet. And so what's interesting is that as we see these days unfolding, Jesus tells us, and the book of Revelation, I would tell the most, I'd say this, agnostic, atheistic denial of the relevancy of the Bible. Go read the book of Revelation. Read it in the Amplified Bible, because a lot of people can't read the King James. A third grader in the 1880s could, but you can't get adults with PhDs now. The bottom line, to read that level of understanding. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, but I'm talking, when I see where we are on a university level, we're really, we have been molded, we have been educated to be nothing more than the Eloi raised for food for the Morlocks in the time machine, H.G. Wells. The thing that people have got to understand is a lot of what you're seeing now, I get this, I'm sure you do, Doug, too. They say, well, I just can't put my finger on it. Have you heard this? I mean,
yes.
Have you heard this? I just can't put my finger on it. I know things are not right. I go, oh, boy. I say, let me tell you this. I don't have my Bible with me, but you open it up to the book of Revelation, and guess what? There, you can put your finger on it. You can put your finger on it right there. The book of Revelation, right there. Oh, that's amazing. And isn't it interesting that it's also known as the Apocalypse of St. John? Do you know that the word apocalypse and apocalyptic is absolutely soaring? You watch it, go do a whatever your search engine search and see how many times it's used. But they use it in a lack of understanding. The apocalypse means the revealing of that which was, hidden. Apocalyptic visions are information we need. People quote Nostradamus, but I can tell you what, I've read the works of Nostradamus, and I can tell you this, it's easier to understand the book of Revelation when it's talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I so thought it was astonishing that Dmitry Medvedev, the number two man in the Russian military, by the way, he's a very smart guy. And he said, the four horsemen of the apocalypse are riding. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah, and when you saw him talking about the nuclear war that they are being provoked into fighting, I'm not a Russian apologist. What I am is a truth identifier. I said, how is it, God, that the number two man in Russia is telling the world, and yet your people won't even, I don't want to be bothered with the book of Revelation. Again, it's not just the book of Revelation. Jesus said, he came in the volume of the book, that is written of him to fulfill the will of God. You know the people that hated Jesus more than anybody? It was the religious people of his day, because going back to the prophecy, Jesus said, which of the prophets have your fathers not slain? So what Jesus is telling the most religious people of his day is, you guys are looking, you've been reading the prophecies, and the fulfillment is standing before you, and they absolutely went nuts. You know why? They got it was all a financial decision, because they wanted their religion more than they want relationship. Just it's like the today. Same thing with Christians. They want the, if you will, and more of them will flee. You just wait for the fleeing. They will flee from any semblance, and they will embrace the false god. And so the son of perdition, ladies and gentlemen, is closer to appearing. Well, I don't have to worry about it. You and those of you who deny the rapture, you'll have to deal with all that. Well, I got news for you. If the devil can jump the gun on the 10 plagues of Exodus and start taking the last plague and killing the firstborn at the beginning, getting away with for the last 70 years or whatever, and even before that, bottom line is that how is it that you can't see what's obvious? You know why, Doug? I have an answer. I have an answer. People do not want to take personal responsibility for their choices.
That's about the only thing that I can figure that describes this, because it's always easier to blame someone else. It's always easier to blame, well, it's the gas prices, it's the this or that. But you're right. It's our decision. Like you said at the beginning, we're out of time, we're out of options, but we're out of options because we failed the plan. And if you failed the plan, you plan to fail. Simple as that, in my view. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'll give you a good example. Two words that are not even familiar now are the words annihilation, actually three words, genocide and extinction, okay? Now let me ask you, Doug. And I mean, this isn't a test, but if I ask you, Doug, what does annihilation mean?
The wiping out, expunging, erasing, eradicating.
Yep, erasing is really a good thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Because people don't understand that actually God can put in people's names in the Book of Life. It's interesting. God's records of the Book of Life. The devil is the book of the dead, and dead doesn't mean like people who are humanly dead. That the book of the damned is a better statement. But then if I ask you the word, okay, I ask you the word extinction. What do you think extinction is? I mean, what I'm trying to draw a point to, okay, go ahead.
Extinction is to me a more natural evolution of eradication or erasure.
Okay,
that's my,
and now with a last, no, you're doing a good job. I mean, these are what people need to think. And now let's use the word genocide. Okay, what does the word genocide mean?
The intentional and very evil, demonic, satanly inspired eradication of a certain group, race, or class of people.
Right, and that's exactly the answer, a genotype, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, it was no, how do I say this? It was no attempt to be clever when I was writing about the extinction of the human race. It was no attempt to be, sensational when I was talking about the extinction race. Doug, in our Extinction Protocols conference, which, by the way, is available on Vimeo, some of the best speakers, and I'm there as a speaker, but there are some amazingly brilliant men and women on that series, Extinction Protocols. The word extinction was chosen absolutely for the reality of what was going to be and what we're now seeing. So if you don't, let me ask you this. The scripture is very clear, and I shared this with my podcasters, which you got to sign up. It's a membership thing on a monthly basis. But it dawned on me, I think, a day or so ago, that the scripture says that woe unto the man that leaneth on the arm of flesh. I've had guys go like this. Your God can't deliver me. I can deliver me from the, you know, do you know how much training I have? Do you know what Dan belt I have? And do you know how much, one guy said, do you know what a mean son of a bitch I am? I thought, he didn't say it. He was tough. I thought, yeah, but also a stupid one, because the smallest germ can take down the most important weapon that is in anybody's arsenal. You can be flying around in a TR-3B or some advanced reverse engineered craft, and if you got a bug and that bug incapacitates you, what good's all your technology? And ladies and gentlemen, woe unto the man that leaneth on the arm of the flesh. That means you try and deliver yourself by your own power. That's what everybody who agreed to a non-scientific discourse on the validity of the injections. Doug, where did they give you the injection?
Where in the deltoid muscle of the arm?
Okay, so we didn't take that as any I'd say this a word of caution. Well, I don't believe in that Christian stuff, but isn't it interesting? We're told not to lean on the arm of flesh, yet we yield our arm. And by the way, where does the mark of the beast go in first? Either wrist attached to your arm or the forehead. But the training, we were, let's just say this. If Pavlov was alive today, he just would go, whoa, you know, because in essence, people took a lie, a non-scientific lie, were scared to death. And these are Christians, and it just came out yesterday in one of the articles that somebody posted that the official number is 220 million people vaccinated. And Doug, that's interesting because that's right around the original Deagle forecast of how many people would die.
Yes, and I think Naomi Wolf, by the way, to give a shout-out to her, did an excellent job in decoding or having her group decipher the 55,000 plus documents from Pfizer and FDA that really speaks to exactly what you're talking about, the fact that look, that there's traveling from the deltoid, it doesn't stay there, the injected side, it goes to specific organs, and of course we're looking at a potential for not just for mass genocide. And there's an article she wrote that describes exactly that. So go ahead.
Right. And I salute her. Number one, she's a very bright woman. Number two, she's changed her position. Because listen, everybody wants to believe their cause is right. But when you're looking for the right cause, you must contrast it against the wrong cause and the failure. And it's like I referred to the book of Exodus. We're allowing children to literally be mutilated. We're allowing the genetic death of the human race. And see, this is the big picture. I've always been a big picture guy. I've tried to give people the big picture, but people that would rather sit in a, I can't say it that way, but people who would rather sit, you know, hoping that raindrops keep falling on their head so they don't have to deal with what lies ahead, I'm astonished because, Doug, we're watching the human race extincted. Now, here's a word for all the deniers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, and the elect are always referred to as Christians, those who are redeemed, okay, whom, by the way, Satan hates more than anybody on the planet or in the universe, that we are going to see and experience, okay, the full, how should I say this, the full perception of Jesus' statement that if he didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive, no humanity, singularity. I just put up an article today on my website, stevequayle.com. You probably saw it, but now you've got AI programmers wanting to create an AI God, and hopefully the AI God will have answers to all your AI. And oh, by the way, heaven to them is called singularity. I wrote about that 20 years ago. And so the point is genetic Armageddon, today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. So ladies and gentlemen, If God is going to preserve, just as he did Noah and Noah's immediate family and all the animals that he preserved for his replenishing the earth after the flood, then isn't it interesting that that preservation would be spoken of in the context of the end of the days by Jesus himself, just as in the days of Noah? In other words, the same condition that was bringing about the actual termination of humanity at that point, had God not preserved a remnant, there would be no human beings. So what I'm trying to say, Doug, in a nutshell, and just summing it all up, that there we're out of time, we're out of options.
And your expedition, if I can go back to this, which,
yes, please,
folks, you're going to see something that you're, this is groundbreaking, but one thing I thought of when you mentioned the double helix DNA, I thought of back, you know, with Noah and the corruption of the human race, and I thought, okay, man, what timing would this be, considering the mRNA manipulation of God's DNA? So again, it is so prescient to today's topics, even thousands and years ago, telling what's happening today. So go ahead.
Right. Even the pre-Adamic artifacts, we know people, how can you know that? Well, let me just tell you something. What the expedition team has fought against, and you know, I don't want to hear any cries from the meow people over this one, is every major intelligence organization in the world has been tracking my teams. That's not to brag. It's to thank God for those of you who pray and take this stuff seriously. Jesse, as we shared, you know, was showing a craft. And by the way, I could not meet the ransom. I'm not asking for money. They wanted $1 million check. Guess who came in? A certain three-letter agency, $1 million, $100 bills, and they left with the goods. So what I want people to understand is this. The reason I believe God is using Doug's platform, this will not be shown on any other platform, okay? It is because God's going to give us all a heads up. He's going to give us a heads up to the nature deception, how it's going to come upon the scene, how fast it's going to come upon the world scene. By sharing and showing you, and you praying and taking it to the Lord, you're going to be given a heads up that will cause you to be able to keep it together when some of the most bat manure crazy stuff happens you can imagine. And when I say that, the Bible talks about lying signs and wonders. And I can share this with you. When you look at this stuff, and by the way, I want to make this clear. I'm the producer. I'm the director. But Jesse's the guy that goes in the field. And before he can even go into the field, he'll spend months in prayer. Listen, he's a tough guy. Most of the people, you wouldn't want to mess with him. And someday I'm going to ask him, I won't make him, I'll ask him to give his testimony. But there's a reason he lost his left eye to a knife blade. There's a reason when he holds up his shirt, you know, all those gunshot wounds. And yet God redeemed him and put a heart of desire for the truth. And his story is his story. I'm not going to tell his story. But what I want people to understand is this. People who sit in the, you know, the ultimate judgment, which is, you know, the keyboard, and they sit in the basement wearing, benefiting from the parents that, support the little, what would you call them? I want to call them locusts, but there's probably a better word than that. The people that are blood-sucking parasites, that's a better one, you know, and yet they have an opinion of everything. But this is where God is going to hold people accountable. You can say, I don't believe this stuff. I don't even want to hear it. Obviously, you won't, because you won't be signing up and signing on to see the presentation. But, Doug, nobody will see it first. Obviously, you and I and Eric, Jesse, a couple other guests. And by the way, one of the guests you won't see or haven't seen on anything before, you're going to come away with a thing saying, and this is why the Smithsonian covers this up? is this is why Lucifer's depository, the Smithsonian, covers all this stuff up. This is why they're really, really skulls that are 6 feet tall from the bottom of the chin to the top of the crown of the head. That's a little guy compared to some of the stuff that's turning up, pun intended. But what I think is the most critical issue is this. When you're out of time, you're out of options. This is where we're coming up to a time unlike any other in history. And I languish and pray to be able to contextualize and communicate what that means when Jesus said there's never been a time like it in history, nor would be again, and except for the righteous sake, you know, by God's shortening days, there'd be no humans left alive. This is why Dr. Naomi Wolf, in her genocide, this is why I use the word annihilation, extinction. And I even said, Lord, those words don't mean anything either. And you know what, Doug? Maybe the extinction of the human race doesn't mean anything, but the extinction of anything to eat may. The extinction of anything to drink may, meaning water. The extinction of anything to buy. Oh, no, I'm out of my favorite beer. Well, watch Homer Simpson cartoons on a solar-charged, you know, whatever, small portable TV or on your cell phone. Oh, by the way, those won't work either. But the point is that a reality shakeup, a reality prompting is what everybody needs. Doug, here's the thing. This is not a time of unicorns, fairy dust, you know. And somebody, I put an article up, used the word leprechauns. The thing is that this is the time of all you have to do is open your eyes, grocery stores, open your ears. I'll tell you something from one of the big, I can't tell you the name, I don't want to get in trouble, but one of the biggest chains worldwide, and it's not the one that you would think, you know, that they're everywhere, but warehouses are being told, their sellers are being saying, buy anything that's available on the world's market in the way of foods, canned foods, everything. And they say, because 2023, this came from a purchasing agent, there'll be nothing left. Well, excuse me, but aren't we in June? And if I have the right amount of fingers, 10, you know, we have just a little bit more than 6 months. But what's going on? Ladies and gentlemen, they're raising the mortgage rates. I'll close out with this, Doug. The inflation is, can I tell you something? Go beyond the BS numbers. The inflation isn't hitting here. It's hitting here. People can't eat at the same level. Meanwhile, Bill Gates and his synthetic goo has got something new coming to you. And it won't be by the way of a moo. It'll be some new goo. Oh, and oh, mother's milk? Nah, I'm going to invent colostrum. I'm going to synthesize colostrum. I'm talking now, I mean Bill Gates. Oh, you want to eat meat? Just buy these cool new insect protein bars. You know, you'll get a new feeling. It'll just wiggle all the way down. You know, Doug, it's absurd. Going back to the scriptures we read, God is a source of all life, all blessing. Gratitude, gratefulness have disappeared. I'm sorry, but bad attitude and faithlessness has appeared. So in essence, we're at a unique time in history. Never have been, neither will there be again. As long as you can go to the Arches and get the Arch Burger, as long as you can go to the Crown Place and get the Crown Burger, as long as you can go to the Taco Place and get the, Shell Burger or Shell Presentation, Taco Shell, or anything and everything, but what happens when those days go less and less? What happens when you go from 8 French fries for $2 to 4 French fries for $2?
And you know, Breitbart just had a story on this. Shrinkflation is what it was termed, and it was published earlier today or yesterday. Product sizes, sort of by package goods, are subtly, very subtly decreasing, so the prices don't necessarily increase, or they do both. Regardless, but you know, in many examples of that were made in that article, in the Breitbart article, from Kleenex to to laundry detergent to creamers and even coffee. So, you know, you're exactly right. And this always precedes the lack, the lack of food or the lack of product. Shrinkflation happens first, and then of course the price is raised to the fact that, to the point you can't buy it, and then all of a sudden you can't buy it because there's nothing left. And so none of this is happening by accident, like you said.
It's all scripted.
It's all, and you know what? And again, folks, the thing that really grabbed me by the, you know, short ones, okay, and really got my attention was when Steve's expedition crew brought up some of these artifacts and some of the things that were on there. Again, I don't want to give too much away, but it really kind of said, you know what, Steve, it was almost like, okay, now I get this. It kind of answered that question I referenced earlier in that sitcom where, okay, you know, why are we here? What's going on? What's the deal here? And even more importantly, what can we expect and what are we to do? And that really kind of tied all of this up nice. I don't think I've ever seen anything. And I've seen, you know, Steve, you and I have seen, you more than me, you've seen expeditions by others, both known and unknown. But the context is always missing. This provides the context into what we're seeing today. And if you think that, folks, that this is a promo for the Money Bomb / fundraiser, in a way it is. But more importantly, it's an explanation. And I look at that, and it really makes the Bible come alive. And that's one other thing you mentioned, and then I'm going to be quiet. You mentioned about, you know, it's in the Bible. And that's one of the things I think people have to understand that they're not getting is we need to be picking up our Bibles more today than ever before and reading, because man, oh man, you talk about not just an instruction manual for humanity for life, but it really tells us, you know, where we're at. And I have to say lastly that my faith as a Christian has been increased by seeing what I've seen and being able to put everything into context and understanding that we are living in times like no other, as you said. And unfortunately, however, we're, you know, out of time and out of options. We've got about another 8 minutes left, so I don't want to take your time up anymore.
Well, no, that. And I think what's going to be important too that people understand, I want you to understand what you're going to see on the platform. I don't care who criticizes or what. Look, I've spent my life, and even my daughter and my wife and the people, my kids have seen the trailer. The trailer isn't finalized, but it's mind-blowing. And they said, this is kind of like the last statement. Now, I'm not saying they think I'm going to die, but the bottom line is that I think it's the final statement before the event, Doug. I believe that, I don't know the amount of time, but I believe once people see the nature of deception, the headlines of deception, when they understand this, that Satan hates God so much that he wants to destroy every human being. Satan hates all the animals that God created, and the animals are showing more love and compassion to each other than humans are showing to each other. And oh, God forbid that we even take up the cause of the unborn, or the slaughtering of our children, or the dropping dead of our athletes. And what they have in common, oh, the controlled narrative said we just don't understand what's going on. You certainly do, you bunch of, you certainly do. I was going to say freaking whores, you bunch of sellout totalitarian traitors of the human race. Because I got nothing to argue with anymore. I can put the proof. If they want the proof, fine, take it. If you don't, go ahead and live in your denial. But pretty soon, people won't even be, how do I say this, dying of thirst in Denial River. They'll be eating the dirt that used to be the bottom of the riverbed of denial. And denial is interesting because what happens, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a point where there's no argument, there's no type my friend
on, you know, the keyboard. There's no talking, but I want to share something too. I just talked to Tina. As you guys know, Tina, the satellite phone store, has been sold out, bought out. All their satellite phones are gone. I talked to her yesterday. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite communication system. This and your cell phone. You're not using cell phone technology, but the Bivy Stick goes satellite, and then it goes to Doug. I can take my Bivy Stick, and Doug can take his Bivy Stick, and we can send 1,000-character messages to each other. If there's no power, if there's no cell phone towers, that doesn't affect it. Your cell phone is only used as a keypad. But this is like the old BlackBerries. You're just sending text. But you want to have communication. We told people, Doug, that due to the shutdown of not being able to get the electronic components, that the satellite phones would sell out. People said, that's just scaring me. Well, they sold out. Talk to Tina. She says, Steve, I have 5,000 on order. I'm going to get 500 this month. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bivy Stick. And it's just a two-way satellite communications device that obviously the texting that I send to Doug will come up on his phone, but it's through the Bivy Stick, just as Eric put it up. So you can go sat123.com, sat123.com. They've got a special thing, a very special price. And I think it's important that people understand that if you go with this, you've got another means, and it's way, you know, it's, what is it, $69.95 a month, and that includes Galileo. Do you know that we caused such a disruption? You're going to love this, Doug, that you and I and Mike Adams and those of us who are trying to get people to understand that the satellite phone companies could not believe that the ilk of those of us who aren't, quote, leftist progressives could have figured out how to use their system. By the way, just the system, the satellites, are billions and billions of dollars. You know, $69.95, sat123.com. You can go on my site, or Doug's site,
yep,
and just call satellite phone system. But I would say this, tell them you're a Hagman listener, because listen, you guys, this company has bent over backwards to help. And I'll share this, Tina and her generosity, I won't discuss it because I'm not allowed to give too much away. But as I've inferred, there are a whole lot of Americans that got out of Afghanistan through spec ops guys and private security contractors because they could make the arrangements through satellite phones. And ladies and gentlemen, that's cool. This will be the most important thing that you can have because, again, you can use a solar charger to charge your phone. And somebody said, well, what happens if the nuclear war happens and they take all the satellites down and blah, 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 blah. I said, then now you're straining at a gnat to swallow a camel.
Yeah, you got bigger problems to worry about than that.
You got bigger problems, you know. And so anyway, sat123phone.com. And so in closing, people have got to understand we truly are experiencing the genocidal annihilation of the human race. I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody, because when you got Yuval Harari, that spokesman for the WEF, that's the Darth Vader joint human destruction company, saying they've cut the head off God and they're going to kill his, now they got to get rid of his body. I hope you're listening to that. These people will think nothing of killing 250 million people. Oh, by the way, they won't think anything about killing pretty much 6.5 billion people, because you can't maintain the Georgia Guidestones level of 500 million people on a planetary wide scale until you get rid of 6.5 billion. Doug, as an investigator, never have so many denied so much evidence to their own detriment to be listening to a false narrative, too lazy to embrace the truth of real science. Not wanting, you know, this isn't a left-right, you know, listen, a lot of leftists are going to starve just like a lot of rights. Yep. It's not a political issue. It's a human being issue. And unfortunately, the dumb unto death right people and the dumb unto damnation left people, those who have basically said God isn't real, we love Lucifer, we love Satan, you know, and there's a lot of those people on the right too. Yep. The point being, though, is that if people don't understand those three words, annihilation, genocide, and extinction, whatever, what do you call it, order you want to put them in, then they don't see the big picture, and they will die in the meantime.
You know,
that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line, and I think people need to sit up, stand up, take notice. And there is hope, folks.
Yes.
You know, and we can end with this. But the hope is not here in the physical. It's in the spiritual. It's our belief and obedience and submission to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you said. And we have to do that. Otherwise, not only will we perish statistically here, but our eternal life will be denied us because of our decisions.
I mean, one final thought, Doug, and yeah, this is really important. Though God is allowing this to come to pass, he always has a ram in the bush. He always will answer the cry of his people's heart when they cry out to him, because God doesn't crash anybody's free will. But also, Doug, it's important that hope. I'm on record. When I was writing Jesus, the Premise of the Promise, a book that's used now all over the world, I said, Lord, I'm a hypocrite. I don't know what hope is because of all the bad stuff. And he said, Steve, I'll give you, because help means it's everlasting presence, etc. But hope is his, Jesus, his, God's overcoming power every day. The Bible promised, to as many as received Jesus, the Son of God, gave he, God the Father, gives us the power to become the sons of God. And Doug, when there is no way, only God can prepare a way. When there is no answer, only God can provide us a solution to a problem that's humanly impossible. So I want people to just know this. King David said, I have been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. You're a child of the living God once you establish that relationship with Jesus Christ. God never fails. God never comes through and never fails to come through. And he always is there for all who call upon his name. So I love the one of the best psalms I have. And I think it's one of the most important ones, Psalm 46:1. It said this, basically, God is our refuge and our strength. In other words, our place to run to, an ever-present help in the times of trouble. Prophetically, these are coming into the times of Jacob's trouble. Well, you know, Jacob's trouble is even different than the times we're going to experience, where all hell is going to be revealed on earth. And so people, take this seriously, because, again, you truly are. I'm out. Doug's out. We're out of time and we're out of options, because when there's nothing to buy, there's nothing to buy. When there's no gasoline, there's no place to go. When there's no diesel fuel, there's no transportation of foods. Oh, by the way, there's no jet fuel for your famous family vacation. So, ladies and gentlemen, the devils that are, the powers that be, are corralling humanity for the ultimate slaughter, the ultimate Luciferian sacrifice of destroying humanity once and for all. They will not succeed, but they will come close.
Amen. And with that, Steve, we are out of time for this episode. And I want to thank you so very much for all you do. And folks, you're really going to want to pay attention. Watch for the announcement of the new material coming out in the fundraiser. But I've got to tell you, it's more than that. It's really an educational download of information that'll contextualize where we're at today, why we're at today, and how we got here, and where it's going. So with all of that, I want to say thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you, and appreciate all you do. And have a great night.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, everyone. Right.
Folks, that'll do it for the Hagmann Report today. I'll tell you what. Hey, you can switch over to the, what is it, the Clown Show on the January 6th hearings right now. You can do that. I wouldn't recommend it because, you know, but nonetheless, it's out there. And, of course, all of the things that will happen. We might address some of that tomorrow. If not, no worries. But the fact is, The war is on. And as Steve said, really the bottom line is we're out of time and out of options. I would urge everyone to hit their knees tonight, say a prayer, and just get right. Get right with God. Get right with all that is important to you. Folks, have a great night. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. Good night.